Drugs and Pharmacology, Audio Guide Number 12. Most medication up to the early 20th century was of plant origin. Such remedies had often been in use for many centuries. For example, the Romans used rhubarb, imported from China, for many of their medicines. Few of these plant-based remedies were effective in curing disease, but they may have reduced the discomfort of those suffering from disease. Morphine, obtained from the opium poppy, was used in the 18th and 19th centuries as laudanum to reduce pain. Its use, particularly for quieting babies, produced considerable mortality. At the beginning of the 20th century, purely synthetic drugs began to be produced. The inability to treat infection was a major problem until the development of sulfonamides in the 1930s. However, the greatest advance in treating bacterial infection was the discovery of penicillin. The development of this drug produced a dramatic cure for many life-threatening infections and became known as a magic bullet. This case contains some of the medicinal plants that Victorian apothecaries and physicians would have been familiar with. There is a Dutch 17th century jar for St. John's wort, which we use today for mild depression. On the top shelf there is a homeopathy kit. Homeopathy was developed in Germany at the end of the 18th century and was based on the belief that medicines should produce symptoms similar to the disease being treated. Also on this shelf is foxglove, a common plant in Britain, and which can be used as a poison, but also to alleviate heart disease.